My name is Matt Ryan. We are joined on the phone right now by Arlene Quinn. Arlene, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. The sun is shining, and this November weather here in Ottawa is awesome.
You know what? We're actually having a couple of days of kind of nice weather here in Sask as well, and double digits. It was not freezing this morning, so it's not going to last long, but we've had a couple of pleasant days, I guess you could say, here in November. Arlene, it's an exciting time for you. You have a brand new song out called Wonder Woman. Now, this is an awesome song. Now, I was reading that this one was written by some very talented songwriters. Patricia Conroy, our very own Sask Jess Moskaluk, and also Haley McLean. So tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of what your feeling was when you were first sent this song.
Oh, wow. When I heard the song, I was pitched to it from a publishing company in Nashville. And when I heard the song, I was just going through a time in my life. But it was during COVID, actually, music was kind of shut down. And I'm like, wow, you know, this is a real empowerment song for women. It's like a battle anthem. And I thought, wow, this song is just so me. And I wanted to record it and just share it with the world. So it's been a while coming and releasing to radio, but I'm just so excited. I just want to touch every single woman across the world, and men too, you know.
For sure.
You got to believe in yourself and stay positive and just be amazing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great song. So congratulations on the release. I know it's always an exciting time. Have you sung this one, performed this one live, and kind of what's the reaction from the fans if you have performed this one live?
Oh, it's been an amazing summer with festivals and fairs and stuff.
Nice.
Actually, Wonder Woman, we were donating all the proceeds to breast cancer research.
Awesome.
And we also opened the CIBC Run for the Cure in Ottawa with the song Wonder Woman and sang it to all the breast cancer survivors.
Wow.
There is like 3,000 women.
Incredible.
So that was pretty powerful.
No, I can't imagine. That would have been unbelievable. Very, very, very powerful. And again, the brand new one, Wonder Woman, out right now. Arlene, what's kind of the next little bit looking like for you? Also, obviously, we're in November. The festival season's long kind of in the rearview mirror. But are you already planning for shows in 2025? What's the next little bit looking like for you?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Matt. Wow, I couldn't be with you all day with these interviews. You're so easy. We've got a brand new album coming in April and an album release. And we've also got some festivals going for next summer and fairs. And then we've also got some on-air stuff with some live streams and stuff like that in January. And then we'll take a bit of a break with the band because I put the band all back together. We've got a 7-piece band, so we've been rocking that this summer. And so lots of exciting things coming up. So we're pretty excited. Back to Nashville to do some writing.
That's very cool. That sounds like a lot of cool things are on the way from you. If people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, whether it be releases, performances, shows, that kind of thing, your website people can check out, social media platforms you're posting to, how can everyone kind of follow along with what you're up to?
Well, they can check me out on my website, which is arlenequinnmusic.com, and then it's Arlene Quinn Music across all platforms. I'm on all of them. Actually, I'm a little late on the TikTok thing, but I've been having fun with that the last couple weeks since we released.
I understand that. I have a TikTok account. I've maybe posted like one video or like one TikTok, and I just watch. I understand that for sure. But it sounds like there's a lot of.
Yeah, I was watching for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for people to follow along with what you're up to. Before I let you go, I was reading that you performed some very, very talented singer-songwriters and also on the Grand Ole Opry's radio in Nashville. What was that like? That must have been really cool.
That was just such a highlight of my career to be able to have that opportunity and to sing, and we had did a half-hour interview there, and it was just, it's just an amazing experience I had with my last song, Jackpot.
Yeah.
My last single, Jackpot, was written by Kelsey Ballerini,
and we
did a big radio tour in the U.S., so that was exciting, yeah.
That's very, very cool, and again, your brand new one, Wonder Woman, is going to be another awesome release for you. We're absolutely loving the sound of this one, and we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today, and we wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt, for taking the time out of your crazy schedule to have me. I really appreciate it.